Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
About a year ago, leaders at the Department of Elections noticed something odd, the equivalent of a burglar checking the locks to the doors on its website.
There were IP addresses traced back to Russia that scanned our public-facing websites.
That's Edgardo Cortez at the Virginia Department of Elections.
Scanning is kind of like an activity before you even try to do anything to go to somebody's websites and figure out, hey, are there any potential holes here?
State officials reported the incident to the FBI, although they say no attempt was ever made to gain access to any actual voting equipment. Virginia was one of 21 states where Russians attempted to hack into election systems.
It's always something that gives us some pause when we know that there are people out there trying to do things to impact our election process.
This year, election officials are getting an extra $1 million to fund everything from new servers to a full-time cybersecurity professional at the Department of Elections. They've also scrapped touchscreen voting machines in favor of paper ballots. I'm Michael Pope.